7 with the Grease Man, extending hearty congratulations to the indigenous population this morning. It is Black History Month in, in D.C. We're celebrating it, really in a large scale, having such a conglomeration. And I want to say hearty congratulations to everybody during Black History Month. Goodman's in town, Lieutenant Goodman's in town for the big ceremony. It's a big article about it, and I didn't want to let it go by unrecognized, even though I am just a lowly honky. Even though I'm just a funky honky that smells like a donkey, I want to be able to extend the hand of brotherhood here in Chocolate City and say, hey, happy History Month. And I was reading an article just yesterday, as a matter of fact, about all the inventions that black people have made over the years that we just take for granted, never even thinking about it. I mean, hundreds of years ago, not just nowadays. I mean, hundreds of years ago. That I forget some of them. A lot of big farm equipment that we use in our everyday lives that make farming even more... I know one. The third rail system, like we use in the metro and like all subway systems, most subway systems use the third rail for juice. That was invented, I forget the guy's name, but still, invented by a black man. And they're, going over all these things during this month to let's be proud of this. But my own personal, everybody's got a favorite invention. And I figure since it's Black History Month, my favorite invention is one that I use and that most of my friends use and that everybody uses at one time or another. And it's the invention not of a machine, but of an expression. Two words used to express disdain or derision. Where would we be without the invention of...
Your mom.
I mean, where would we be if we couldn't just look at someone who's stepped on our foot and stare at them and say...
Your mom.
I mean, if we couldn't just... What is it? You gotta say it with real feeling.
That's right, I said your mom.
The best of all, that'll live longer than Booker T. Washington will be...
Your mom.
It'll live longer than Goodman's exploits, longer than Jesse G. Jackson.
Your mama.
If I'm not mistaken, you gotta say it really, you gotta kind of spit it out, right?
That's right, I said your mama.
Right, so, I wanna say thank you for the use of these two words.
Your mama.
Or you can draw it. Your mama. Right, you can say real angry, right?
Your mama.
Or you can say it, sprightly, like, hey, jump back, Jack, I said your mama.
That's right, I said your mama.
You see, so thank you for the most important of all our euphemistic expressions. Thank you so much for the two words that are used worldwide. Hey, and what is our motto for the new year gonna be?
I'm gonna chill out.
Yay.
And struggle. Do this and do a little of that.
Yes.
I'm gonna look at this and look at that. Play some cards.
Yeah.
Drink some water. Take a nap. Wake up and get ready. I'll be here. I got a lot of things to do.
If it's Monday, you're